Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all worked out. Need a new job. Let me stop singing. I don't want to hurt you guys' ears. Hi, you guys. This is Anne, and this is a Take What You Need podcast. Welcome back. I hope you guys are enjoying these songs that I play at the beginning. I low-key feel like some type of radio DJ or radio personality person. But yeah, I played that song because it's going to go a little bit with our topic today, which is about job burnout. I'm not sure if some of you guys have been experiencing this lately or experienced it before, but job burnout is real. It can be sad or depressing. It's not even like senioritis when you're just ready to graduate. It's just like you need change because everything just feels all too familiar. Now, I am talking from a place of privilege, being that I was able to work the entire pandemic, still in the pandemic. I know some people may not think the same. We're still in the pandemic, and I have been able to work, but not only work, but work from home. And it has been interesting. It has been, at first it was like, oh, I work from home, this is amazing, I always wanted a job like this. Well, not really. I like the capability of being able to work from home and work at the office and have like a hybrid type thing. But a year later, I am over it. I am tired. I feel as if everything that I learned at my job, I can apply to so many other things. And is this time for me to spread my wings and just really just go? And at first I asked myself, is it just burnout? And the answer is no, it's just not only burnout. It's a lot of things that have played a factor into me just wanting to just do something else for myself. But the pandemic had me realizing a lot in terms of value for myself, how I value my job, how my employer values me as an employee, and how much I value my future. Now, I want to give you guys a definition of burnout that I found online, of course, just so we can understand what it is as we talk about it, so we could remain on the same page. So burnout is a state of emotional, physical, mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. Excessive and prolonged stress occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. Now, all of that describes how I have been feeling at my job and everything that has been thrown at me. I'm not going to mention where I work because that's not important for the conversation. I do work in the office setting, I do want to mention. So it's a lot of emails, a lot of reporting, a lot of communicating with other people, and I'm in somewhat of a middle man in my role. So I have to not only please our partners, but I have to, that sounds weird. I not only have to keep my partner satisfied, but I have to also keep my coworkers satisfied as well. And there isn't enough support for that. Now, during a pandemic, what I caught that was extremely alarming to me at first is that a lot of people high and low positions were leaving the company. Now, every time I see a large amount of people leaving a company, that has always been a red flag to me because it shows as if somebody knows something that I don't. And sometimes it is, yeah, a pivot. People want to change. People want different. But it is some type of realization that is happening from within that is taking place. And it's like, I want to know the tea as well. Spill the tea over here. At first, working in a pandemic, I was working in my room that I slept in. My living situation wasn't the best. I didn't have the greatest roommate, but again, it was a ghetto roommate situation. If you know me personally, you probably prayed for me a lot of times. There was a month out of the pandemic where I quarantined with my friend, and it was so much better being around people. I think about people who have been in quarantine solo and how hard that could be for them, especially if they don't go out at all. It sounds like a prison. May not be the U.S. prison, but it sounds like a Swedish prison. Like, you know, one of those plush prisons where you have, like, you're in prison, but you're technically free, but you can't really go anywhere. That's how I'm sure a pandemic has felt to some people. And again, it is privileged to say that because there's real prisons out there that really feel terrible. But losing some of your freedom of able to go outside and be your friends and family, that can cause an emotional, it can cause emotional harm to you. I'm pretty sure that has been the issue. I have a friend who hasn't seen or hung out with friends in a while, and that has been a struggle for her a bit. For me, it was. I wanted to go out and see my friends. I didn't want to be stuck home all day with a computer or with a TV or with my phone. I don't want to either be on my phone or my computer or my TV or like the three options. I want human interaction. And yes, there's social media, but being there with friends, talking to them in person is completely different than talking to them online and such. But how has working in a pandemic been for you guys? Have you been able to work from home? Have you guys realized that it's time for a pivot and a change? Because to me, I have come to several realizations. Three simple questions that help me realize how I feel in this situation that I'm in. And the number one is, of course, we work not simply for the enjoyment. We work because we have bills to pay. We have a lifestyle to sustain. Some of us have people to take care of, such as children or family or a dog or a pet or some sorts. And the question is, like, is what I'm getting paid enough for all this stress? Now, I understand that every job is going to cause some type of stress. That is true. But there are jobs that the stress is worth it. You know, jobs are going to be stressful. It's going to be demanding sometimes, but you have to find the job that is worth it. You know, like some relationships, sometimes it gets stressful. Sometimes it gets exhausting, but you know what? If you're in the relationship and you guys have an agreement and you guys have your lows, it is what it is. You're going to come out of it unscathed. You're going to come out of it learning something different, and you're going to come out of it better. But I just find myself in this vicious cycle of not even a cycle anymore, of just finding myself every day thinking about this and upset. I get upset at myself mostly, not so much of God, because I know that I could do better and I can find something better. But it's like, let me work on doing that right now. And applying for jobs is extremely, it's a daunting task. It's a lot, like different cover letters every now and then. I gotta have two different types of resumes just to find two different types of jobs. It can be a lot, and it has been a lot for me, but I'm gonna do what I gotta do because I'm not the type of person to do scams or PPP scams, or I don't know. I'm just not the type of person to stay unemployed, you know? And I can find a job. I'm just now being more intentional with what I want and not just finding something to do the bare minimum. I have an idea of a lavish lifestyle that I want to live. And I'm not saying a lifestyle full of materialistic things. Time is important to me. Time is more valuable for me. And I feel as if like what I'm doing right now at my job doesn't allow me enough time to do what I can. So, and it's also very toxic when you're thinking about work, when you're not working, especially on a weekend. That is stressful. And that comes to the second question that I asked myself. Did I settle for this employment? And the answer is yes. It was one of those situations that my prior job was not paying darn near nothing. And I was in a situation where I was looking for somewhere else to move, which led me to me selecting to live somewhere that wasn't the best choice, but was the first one available to me. And that position really didn't I really settled in it. But the thing about it is that I believe that in everything in life teaches us some type of lesson or brings us to some type of realization. And to me, I learned a lot of valuable skill sets in office culture that I didn't know about before starting this job. And I've learned so much. And the things that I am learning now are things that are more relevant towards the job than towards other things that I want to pursue. But to answer that question, I did settle. I didn't negotiate how much I wanted to get paid. I took the first offer. I didn't speak up for myself, and because I felt grateful to be where I was at. And that was just the bare minimum I was doing for myself. So not regret, but I settled, yes. And the last question that I had to ask is, does my employer really care about me? Now, as we've been home during a pandemic and at the beginning of that pandemic, a lot of these companies have been talking about how much we care about you, how much we're going to do this, that, and a third. And there are companies that have done massive layoffs. There are companies who've had 101 meetings because of the George Floyd death, the Breonna Taylor incident, well, murder. It's not an incident, it's murder. All these social injustice and basically racism. And also, you know, it's been one of those years where you've been hearing the same thing from different companies about we care, we care, we care. It's one thing to say that you care, but it's always showing that you actually do care. Now, granted, my job did give us Juneteenth off. They never did that before. And I was about to go off on them this year because I realized that they didn't give us Juneteenth off. But I was too excited because Juneteenth was a Saturday and I don't work weekends. So that made a whole lot of sense. But it's hard for me, I would say, to take days off because I would always have to check in with my coworker. And there's only two of us. So it's hard for us to actually take a full week off or take multiple days off because we just come back to multiple work. It's very much so impossible for one person to cover both people's workload because it's that much, because it's that heavy. It's that much, it's tumultuous. Hope I said that word right. And it's a burden. I wouldn't want someone to take on my work while I'm not there. So it's only fair that I say the same thing and I do the same thing for the other person. So when I ask myself, does my employer really care about me? The answer is no, because my pay says a lot more. I work for a company that has done very well during a pandemic. Superb during a pandemic. Like, the workload picked up a lot during a pandemic. So they made a pretty coin and I didn't make much of a coin. I didn't get a raise increase, and there is a certain amount that I would want to get paid for my future employment. I'm not going to say the figure here, of course, because figures are all different to everyone. But I have something in mind that I've really been praying about. And it's not all, money is one of the important things, but it has to be happiness. It has to be growth potential. Because I want to grow within my next company. I want to move up and get a great promotion to something else. And where I'm at right now, there is an opportunity for growth, but it requires so much seniority. And the people who have been offered positions for a promotion have a ton of work on their plate. And to me, again, I am being more intentional with what I want. It's just not about the money. It's about my outlook in that position and how long I want to be there for. And a lot of times burnout may seem like depression, but to me it's real. Like, it just seems like it's a part of depression and some realization, because I have to get out of my depression. I pray a lot to get out of that, because I can find myself easily depressed if I want to, because it's easy to think about all the sad things. Again, I'm speaking for myself, because we all go through different depression. Looks like, so depression is different for a lot of people. So I'm not going to say depression is. I'm just talking to you guys about my experience with it when it comes to working. When I used to be depressed about my job, I felt hopeless. And the thing about feeling hopeless is you start to feel as if you're never going to amount to anything. Like, you're always going to be in this position forever. And that's the worst thing, sadly, because you just think about that. And it's so easy that you just sink yourself into those thoughts and you're so far gone that you lose some of your confidence in yourself. You lose some of your vision for yourself and you feel as if like this is it. And it's never it. But of course, I have some solutions or some ideas that may help you guys. But I want to give you guys I want to also mention the thing about looking for a job requires so much patience and to be very intentional about it. Because I have a little backstory. So last 2019, before I started the current job that I have right now, I was actively applying for so many jobs in so many places and being the desperate person that I was, that I even applied to be a flight attendant. And I have two people that I know who are flight attendants. We're not friends, but I know them. So I was, you know, I just asked them questions to get an idea. And so the reason why I wanted to be a flight attendant is because I'm like, I get to travel. I get to be everywhere throughout the country. I get to actually be on my feet. Working a desk job is cool, but sometimes I just want to be more in motion, get my steps in, get my workout in, do some, you know, leg work, something like that. But working at a desk is so stationary. So I was like, I never done that before, to be a flight attendant. So let me just give it a try. So I applied and I went through the interview process where they basically, it's like a recording. They ask you questions and you answer it. And then I got an email saying that, unfortunately, I wasn't selected to move on to the next interview or to the next process. And I'm like, okay, well, it wasn't for me. It is what it is. At that point, rejection was just rejection to me. I didn't take it personal. I understood. I moved on. I was like, okay, not for me. Next application. So sadly, that's how it's been for me. I think it's kind of good to take rejection kind of well. But a few months later, I started my current job. I was liking it. It was cool. And then I got an email from Delta saying that, hey, they're interested in actually hiring me. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is for me. I thought about it. I even talked to my boyfriend about it. And he was like, go for it. But something deep inside of me was like, you don't really care for this position. And I did get to the point where I didn't care anymore because I didn't want to be a flight attendant for so long. And what becomes rewarding as a flight attendant is the seniority of how long you've been there, the longevity of the job. And Delta is a great company. When I fly, I prefer to fly Delta or JetBlue. Anything else is the ghetto. The Spirit is the ghetto. Okay, so the Spirit. Spirit is the ghetto. Frontier is the ghetto. I have to tell you guys a story about Frontier one day. But Delta is literally top flight. And then there's the Emirates, which is, Lord, when I'm flying on Emirates, just know it was nothing but God to get me on Emirates. But so I told him about it and I was like, sure, I'll do it. Now, the interview time was overlapping my work time. So I made up some type of excuse to my manager, who at the time, well, still was like, as long as you make it to work and make up my hours. She was great. Love her. She's amazing. But I got on the interview and it was a video chat. He was a very nice person. He lived in New York and he was excited to start the interview with me. And honestly, I wasn't excited at all. I was just ready to get it over with. Something told me, which I believe it was God who spoke to me and says that, just tell him you're not interested. Because I wasn't really interested as well. Like, I was not interested. And the thing is, when you're doing an interview, if you really don't care for the job, you're going to BS the answers. And I'm like, let me not embarrass myself. Let me not waste this man's time. And let me just be honest. Before we started the interview, I told him, hey, I want to be honest. I appreciate this. I thank you for this, for taking your time. But this is not something that I want to do. He was like, are you sure? A lot of people don't make it to this part of the interview. We're very selective. And I was like, I'm positive. Now, after that, I sat on my computer with the screen closed and I asked myself, did I do the best thing for myself? And I started crying. I started crying because it was the first time that I made a decision where I felt I was in control and not desperate. Where I felt like something about me saying no to this position was meant to be. And the crazy thing is that I applied in 2019. I got this interview in 2020, the same year of the pandemic. And a few months later, the pandemic hit hard. Being that I would be a new flight attendant, I would not want to fly work during COVID with passengers who refuse to put their mask on. I don't even think I would be able to work. I feel like I wouldn't even get any type of severance pay or anything like that because I was new. And every time I think about that, I just thank God because he told me that I'm not interested. Don't even bother. Because there are times where I have BS some interviews and I got the job. I'm going to be honest. I'm a talker. I can conversate. And there's some times I thought I had a job and I didn't. I applied at Ethan Allen a while ago and I thought I had a great interview. The interview was so great that I thought that it was going to be me, but he chose something else. Another story, another day. Doesn't matter. But I cried so much and I told myself, girl, you need to get yourself together because you have to go to work. I stopped crying. I thank God at the time. And before, when I was thanking God after this interview, I knew nothing about the pandemic. I mean, meanwhile, it was going on in China. I didn't think nothing of it. A month or two passed and the pandemic hit. That's when I realized that it was truly God's provision and protection that I didn't even bother with that. I stayed where I was at. And still to this day, that showed me being patient. And even though I felt as if I've been patient at my current job long enough, I do believe that it's time for me to go. Because this burnout is starting to feel like burnout to feeling stuck. And you have to really ask yourself, are there other positions within the company that I can climb to? And there isn't. Even if there isn't for you, you just really have to focus on finding what you actually want to do. The pandemic really taught us that these companies will have you working to work. And if you don't want to work, you're disposable. Bye-bye. I'm going to say it a million times. I'm extremely grateful that I'm able to work during a pandemic, but also it's also time for me to spread my wings and fly away. Well, not fly away as in go, but just, you know, find something else. Now, one day I'll even talk about my panic attack that I had in my current job that really pushed me on the edge. But going to the resolutions, not only do you have to start looking for the job, but being intentional with it. Listen to your body. Sometimes our body will tell us when we had enough of something. You know, like if you're working a long shift and you've been staring at the screen for a long time and your eye starts hurting, get off of the computer. Not get off of the computer and go put on some glasses that can help you with the blue light, but get off of the computer. You've worked long enough. Take multiple breaks if you have to. Do what serves your body. You will need your body because your current employment or whatever job you're working at can replace you with another body, but you can't replace the body that you have. Use the employment benefit services. Use your PTO and go on vacation. That, especially for me, because I rarely go on vacation. And now we have a policy that it's either use it or lose it. I'm going on vacation and I'm using all of my PTO. Summertime is calling my name. It's around the corner. I'm going to go in with that. Pray for guidance. Ask God to direct you to the next step and not just to direct ourselves. Sometimes as humans, we are creatures of habit. We do what is comfortable for us, what is safe for us. And a lot of the times when we do that, we block a lot of blessings and we prevent ourselves from actually getting to where we should be. Last but not least, I highly recommend when you get off of work, especially when you work from home or even in the office, taking a walk. Like for me, when I get off of work, I don't want to see my computer. I have to leave my house sometimes. Either that's a drive, going to get myself some ice cream, going to my friend's house, doing happy hour, doing something that requires me to be away from where I'm currently at. Because I just need some fresh air. And walking helps so much. Something about that sun, oh Lord, don't have me start preaching. Something about that sun really helps me just lighten up my mood. So these are the tips, somewhat resolutions that can help you guys get there. Again, it's good to have a conversation with friends about this. But if you have a manager you trust, a manager who you have a relationship with, whenever you're starting to feel burnt out, I strongly recommend talking to them because there are some who will listen and some who won't. Always go with your instincts about that and don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Now, moving to the take what you need portion of this podcast. Let me put my lips closer to the mic so you guys can understand me clearly on this one, because I'm also speaking to myself. These take what you need segments are for me, just as it may be for you. Don't be desperate. Be intentional. Don't be desperate. Be intentional. I'm writing that on a sticky note and putting up my mirror like being Mary Jane, like Mary Jane Paul. And I'm going to repeat that to myself every day. And I think that speaks for itself, to be honest. I think what I said all day, well, not all day, what I've been saying resonates to this message. Don't be desperate. Be intentional. Now, moving on to the Black business of the week. Y'all know I love to support Black businesses, and I apologize for not having one last week. But I will be having them moving forward. If you guys have any recommendations, always send me. Don't be afraid to send me a DM on Instagram. If you have my Twitter, go ahead and send it to me on there. I'll buy the product, try out the product. Again, I don't want to promote products that I've never tried. I want to be as honest and transparent as I can. So I love body oils, and I have been using a body oil for a very long time now, especially at night. I love to go to bed smelling good, moisturized, face moisturized and oiled. And I am a fan of body oils. The body oil that I have been using is by KSE Spa Collections. It is a small Black owned company. I don't recall her name, but all of the information will be on the show notes, from her Instagram to her website and where you can reach out to her. They not only sell natural oils, like body oils, they sell sanitizers, they sell natural deodorants, and so many things as well. The oil that I have been using, I forgot the name of the previous one, but the current one that I just ran out of is the oatmeal, milk, and honey body oil. And I'll tell you guys some of the ingredients, because a lot of it's already scratched out. I've been using this for a long time. It's olive oil, grapeseed oil, avocado oil, jojoba oil. I think I'm saying that right. And I also believe it has vitamin E in it as well, and some fragrance, because it smells really good. I don't mind body oils having fragrance. I'm just not really there for things that go on my face to have fragrance, but it's a great product. Check it out. If you're in the market for a body oil, I recommend this one to go to sleep with. That's what I do. Give it a try. So that's basically it. That's where I'm ending the episode today. I hope this message really helps somebody out there or encourage you to find something better. And when I have a new update for you guys, I would definitely let you guys know. I won't leave you guys, you know, clueless into what I did next, but your girl is taking a leap of faith. That's what I'm doing. A leap of faith that also requires a lot of work. Faith without work is dead. So if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Also leave a 5-star rating. That would be greatly appreciated. And also, I love comments. I read comments. I appreciate comments. So if you're listening to this on Apple, leave a comment and let me know what you think. If you want to DM me, feel free to. I always check my DMs. May not be on time, but I always reply. That concludes the Take What You Need episode. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and God bless. Bye.